The Haines Assembly votes Deborah Schnabel for borough manager. And Haines swimmers head to the Alaska Junior Olympics. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Abby Collins. Those stories and more up next. On Tuesday night, the Haines Assembly sought a new direction over stability in its choice for the borough's top municipal job. Pending contract negotiations, Deborah Schnabel will be Haines' new borough manager. She was one of two finalists, both of whom are locals. The familiarity of the candidates made the decision especially personal to Haines residents. As KHNS's Emily Files reports, the roller coaster ride of a meeting ended with one assembly member resigning.
Emotions are heightened in Haines right now. Three assembly members are targets of a recall effort that is currently in the signature gathering stage. The acrimony of the recall loomed over the manager hiring process.
Probably the most pressing issue is the division in the community. And I think that's where I feel my strength is.
Brad Ryan is the current interim manager. He told the assembly he could bring people together. Here's his answer to what impact he hopes he would have.
I'd like people to say I've brought calm and at least a direction forward, maybe not consensus, but a community that can talk to each other and agree to disagree without getting hostile or emotional about it.
For many people, Ryan represented stability. He has only worked for the Haines Borough for a year and a half, but in that time, he has served as interim manager twice. His regular job is director of public facilities. Ryan had the strong support of many borough employees. Chief Fiscal Officer Gila Stewart said Ryan has helped the staff heal after years of leadership turnover.
It just seems like such a shame when we've had so much turmoil and turnover in the manager position and instability to finally meet with some success and then think about throwing it away.
But for the assembly members who may be looking for a new direction, there was another candidate, Deborah Schnabel.
I do think that our borough, I'm not going to say it suffers, but I think it could benefit by having our leadership have more time to deal with visioning and moving forward to develop a better community as a whole. I think a lot of ways we're very reactionary.
Schnabel is a lifelong Haines resident. For the past few years, she's led the local Chamber of Commerce. She's also served in the Assembly and done work for the borough. Schnabel, too, addressed the contention epitomized by the recall effort.
These are things that really are in the way of our finding, a path for us to get done what needs to be done in the community in a very tangible and developmental way.
The specter of the recall carried into the public comments in support of Ryan or Schnabel. Carol Tyneman said Schnabel as manager and Ryan as facilities director could be the team that leads the borough to a happier place.
I think it's going to take at least 3 to 5 years for us to stop blaming each other and stop going behind each other's backs and recalling candidates.
Members of the public spoke for about 30 minutes, with the majority supporting Ryan. The assembly debated whether they should deliberate in public or in executive session. They ultimately voted to speak privately, and it wasn't a fast decision. After more than 2 hours in executive session, they came back to the dais. Tresham Gregg spoke first.
We have two really great candidates that we all respect and love. And we're just trying to be as forward-thinking as we can.
The assembly first had to vote on a motion that Mike Case made before the executive session to hire Ryan. That motion failed 4-2, with Case and Margaret Friednauer the only ones in favor. Then Tom Morfitt moved to hire Schnabel. And Case said that even though he thought Ryan was the better candidate, he would vote for her. So the tally was 5-1 for Schnabel. Morfitt, Case, Gregg, Heather Lendy, and Ron Jackson were in favor. Friednauer was opposed. Lendy explained her reasoning.
I want to say that I was swayed really by the people who pointed out what a great team they would be, and that I have a lot of confidence in Deborah and a lot of confidence in Brad, and I think this is a vote of confidence in both, and it's a vote of confidence for our community.
Lendy said she would be proud to have a manager and a mayor who are graduates of Haynes High School. That didn't sit well with borough employee Krista Kilsmeyer, who spoke in favor of Ryan.
I really relate to Brad. He moved here. He has progressively responsible experience. He's done the job. He's done it twice. And what you have just done is told me that I don't matter because I didn't grow up here or haven't lived here for 20 years. And I've never felt more like I don't belong here.
Kilsmeyer accused the assembly of cronyism. She asked them to reconsider their decision. It was almost 11 p.m., but there was one more surprise left in the evening. Before the meeting adjourned, Assemblyman Case announced he was resigning and walked out of the room.
So good night, and good luck to Deborah and to all of you.
He told KHNS the next day that he resigned out of frustration with the four assembly members who voted against Ryan.
You know, asking the employees what they thought and then completely ignoring their almost unanimous, or maybe it was unanimous, endorsement of Brad was a real slap in the face.
Case is 84, and he said health issues have made him consider resigning before this. But he said he may have stuck it out the five remaining months left in his term if the assembly had chosen Ryan. The details of Schnabel's hire have yet to be worked out. She and the assembly still need to negotiate a contract. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.
This weekend, five student swimmers from Haynes are diving into a top state competition. The athletes are competing among nearly 500 other swimmers at the Alaska Junior Olympics in Anchorage. The pool is full of kids, swimming laps and practicing strokes. Three coaches stand at the end of the lanes, and five swimmers hop out of the pool. Wearing swim caps and goggles, they walk barefoot into the lobby.
It's the best of the best, basically. And
Pacific Ricky is in fourth grade. She's been swimming since she was six, and this is her first year competing in the state's Junior Olympics. She'll be hopping in the pool for several races.
200 free, 500 free, 100 breast, 50 breast, 100 back, 50 back.
I don't know, I love it because it works all your muscles, and it's just been always my favorite hobby.
Rio Ross Hirsch is also a longtime swimmer. She's in fifth grade now. She and Ricky are part of a group of five swimmers that qualified for the Anchorage meet. Jackie St. Clair is one of their coaches. She's overseeing some younger swimmers at this practice.
Two, three, go!
But she also works with the older racers, the ones competing this weekend. And she's done some swimming in Haynes herself.
I used to be a swimmer. I was a dolphin. I've been to JOs, so I know how exciting it is being up there and what an accomplishment it is to get those times to go up there.
For their age group, the Junior Olympics is the highest level race in the state. Jim Green has been working with the team for around 8 years. He says it's been some time since the Dolphins have sent this many athletes to the top race. The other swimmers going are fourth grader Lucia Chapel.
It's fun and it makes me feel really good when I achieve a goal, like getting the best time, or I qualify for a meet like JO's.
Emma Dorn, who's also in fourth grade.
Since I was born in Alaska, my mom wanted to put me into the water early. So when I started on the swim team, I just liked it, so I just kept going.
Dorn says they've been working hard to prepare for the big meet.
We've been swimming really hard, doing really hard workouts, and doing dry lands.
They sort of groan at the mention of dry lands, which they say include exercises like burpees, push-ups, and sit-ups. Coach St. Clair says they've been doing more than physical training to get ready.
We've just had a lot of talks about teamwork and lifting each other up, and at this point in the season, best times don't matter so much, just going up to JOs is such a big accomplishment.
And there's one thing they do to get pumped up before racing. The group of five all had the same answer about what music they listen to. Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
We just go dun, 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 dun.
For KHNS News, I'm Abby Collins.